Chapter 22, Part 3, The Imperfect Will Become Perfect. Perhaps you know the words of Jesus the Lord from Luke chapter 9, verse 24. He who wishes to keep his life shall lose it, but he who is willing to lose his life for my sake shall keep it. In the Gospel according to Mark, there is a small insertion. He who is willing to lose his life for my sake and the sake of the Gospel will keep it. Mark 8:35. After what we have said in the previous chapters, you will easily recognize how closely these words match the contents of the Tao Te Ching. Yet again, we find proof that the eternal truth has been proclaimed throughout all times. That is why it could not possibly have been an empty phrase when the ancients, the sublime servants of the Spirit, said, "What is imperfect will become perfect, provided one follows the right path and applies the correct method. The eye must decrease, the soul must increase. Then the true human being will be able to manifest itself via the living soul." That is the universal doctrine, the glad tidings which have been transmitted throughout all times as an imperishable truth, a gospel. With this certainty, which no longer needs to be at all uncertain for any pupil of the Gnostic spiritual school, as the basis for our reflections, we would like to consider the closing words of chapter 22. When someone has attained perfection, everything must yield to him. By practicing the fivefold self-revolution, the four great possibilities we have been discussing can gradually be freed from their veils and turned into reality. Those who are engaged in this process will experience that everything must yield to them. In other words, they will be freed from everything dialectical. This is a miraculous event, and it is helpful to have some idea of what it entails. A tool can prove its effectiveness only if it is used, and only if it is applied in the right way will its proper function be revealed. The human personality is such a tool. It has the task of proving itself, but the tool keeps on being wrongly applied, and so it is destroyed by death and keeps on having to be regenerated via birth in nature. However, when the living soul begins to guide the personality, death will become a thing of the past, and birth in nature will be overcome. Without the living soul state, the personality is always incomplete and will remain so. This sounds logical enough, so why doesn't humanity understand it? The cause lies in the fact that when the personality is born, it is equipped with a natural state of consciousness, and people mistake this natural consciousness for the living soul state. And that makes them think that any shortcomings will gradually disappear if only the natural consciousness is subjected to sufficient culture. Alas, the nature-born human being will discover only after deep, painful, and mostly very prolonged experience that the imperfect can never be made perfect unless all aspects of the perfect have been brought together and enabled to function in combination. The great miracle of God's creation is that every aspect of the perfect human being is alive in itself. This means that, in fact, life is threefold, for there is the life of the personality, the life of the soul, and the life of the spirit. Only when these three are combined, and each one is in the divinely intended condition, will the true divine human being be able to live. If you understand this, and as a personality you are willing to strive for this one great goal, then what the ancients said no longer needs to be an empty saying. The imperfect will become perfect. If any striving mortal truly sees before him the threefold way to perfection and accepts the consequences, everything and everyone will have to yield to him. Why, one might ask? Can one be certain of that? The whole universe is moved by natural laws. There are many laws in nature, and many effects produced by those laws which are suspended or reversed by the laws of the higher nature. But the highest law is that of Tao itself. This law causes, if necessary, the dissolution of everything not in harmony with it. all the lower, all the undivine, everything which is only to be explained from the personality being, must yield to the higher, which is of Tao itself. Those who live in harmony with Tao, those who orientate themselves towards Tao and make the three into one, are in this way invested with great power, the greatest power, in heaven or on earth. There is no power which is higher than that of the Gnostic magician. That is why he stands in the world as an authority. Those who possess this power will not, of course, misuse it by applying the cunning methods of the imperfect personality being. The personality enforces his will, his decision, his point of view, whenever the power or the opportunity to do so comes his way. The Gnostic human being, however, does not fight. He does not battle against unwillingness, impotence, or inability. If he were to enter the battlefield in this way, it would be of no benefit to him, seen in the light of perfection. Moreover, his own soul would suffer harm. What doth it profit a man, though he gain the whole world, but harm his own soul?
You, as a pupil of the spiritual school of the Golden Rosicross, are a personality being. You possess a soul, or at least a soul in the making, and as a lord in your midst, you possess the nuclear power of your microcosm, the living rose. Until these three have been combined completely into one, in keeping with divine law, you are still imperfect. But nothing and no one can prevent you from impelling the imperfect to perfection by following the path shown to you in the spiritual school. Everything, but everything, will then have to yield to you in this.
If you walk this path, the words of Jesus in Mark chapter 9 will also apply to you. Verily, I say to you, there are those among you who will not taste death until they have seen the kingdom of God come with power.